Let us pray. Open wide the windows of our spirits, O Lord, and fill us full of light. Open wide the door of our hearts, that we may receive you and welcome you with all our powers of adoration and love. Amen. The story is told of a lady who increasingly found it difficult to decorate her home for Christmas each year and to get the Christmas tree down from the loft. She had an idea, a way around the problem. A doorway in her lounge opened up to a smaller room. So in that smaller room, she set up all her decorations and her Christmas tree. And she left it that way. So now when Christmas comes around, all she has to do is to open that door, and there she can see the tree and all the decorations, and Christmas is ready. And at New Year, she closes the door and leaves it for the rest of the year. In one sense, we might think, well, that's a great idea. We'd like to do that. In all our busyness, any shortcut would be welcome. And yet we know that Christmas is different each year, and there is a different journey to be made every Advent. Preparation is an indispensable part of Christmas. And we know the biggest part of that is preparing ourselves. We're not just getting ready for Christmas, we're getting ready for Christ. And deep down, we know that there is no shortcut, no instant nativity, without first that spiritual journey to Bethlehem. And our gospel reading reminds us that part of that journey takes us into the wilderness. And we might think, oh good, the wilderness, a place of solitude and space, away from all the shoppers and the rush. But another part of us might think, not the wilderness, that's a lonely and hostile place to be, scorching by day and freezing cold at night, the desert. But if we set out into the wilderness, if we leave behind what we need to, if we come into the wilderness, we come face to face with this man called John the Baptist. And his strange appearance suggests that he is somehow stuck in a lift between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And he has special dietary needs. But his intolerance is not towards food, but towards sin. And John stands there as a signpost, pointing away from himself towards the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, the one who will save us from our sins. And from town and country, people set out into the wilderness to find it out for themselves, to make that journey that will turn their lives around, turn them to God. And we stand with that crowd of people today. The message that they heard and the message that we hear today is this: from the heart of man a cry, and from the heart of God supply. And those are the two points I want us to consider in turn. Firstly, from the heart of man or woman, a cry. Here is a voice crying out in the wilderness, and it is a cry for meaning. It is part of our human nature to search and to search for meaning. We seek to understand the universe and our place within it. We explore, we discover, we classify the things in our planet and far beyond to the stars. And from the Christian perspective, God has placed that longing, that cry within our hearts. And our search is in fact the search for God. Left to ourselves, we would go on searching forever. But we are not left to ourselves. In our relationship with the Creator God, we understand our origins. And in our relationship with God, we have insights into our future, the plans that God has for us. God has revealed his innermost being in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. In the words of Charles Wesley's Advent hymn, "In Jesus we see our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man." That is the incarnation. God has come to us in human form, in human likeness. In Jesus, God has found us. He encountered the wilderness himself, defeating temptation by the power and by the word of God. His love has reached us. We are called children of God. God is our Father. Our wilderness cry for meaning has been answered in Jesus Christ. He came down to us to lift us and all creation to the heights, to show us the more excellent way of love and forgiveness. You see, our wilderness cry is not only a cry for meaning, but it is a cry for mercy. For we all stand in need of God's grace and forgiveness. We have all lost our way. We have all missed the mark. Whether by a little or by a lot, we have missed the mark. In the Midwest of America, there's an old story told of an old man who was a very accurate sharpshooter. And with his gun, he would take pot shots at anything that was in his sight. And another skilled marksman followed his trail, and he was always amazed to find a bullseye. He'd hit the center. Wherever he went, he found evidence of this sharpshooter's exploits. A barn door, a tin bucket. There was always a circle traced in chalk. And in the middle, in the center, a bullet hole. And this impressed this observer immensely. And he had opportunity to meet up with this sharpshooter one day. And he complimented him on his accuracy. But the old man dismissed it with a wave of his hand. He says, "Oh, it ain't nothing. I just shoots first and then draws the circle afterwards." Do you see? Do you see? Though we try to cover it up or deceive ourselves, we've all missed the mark. Some people, some Christians, set up their own standards and measure themselves by themselves. But we are found out. And so we need the wilderness to take us away from our deception, to see ourselves as we really are, to repent, which simply means to turn around, to face God. One helpful definition of repentance is to go beyond the mind that we have. To go beyond the mind that we have. It means seeing in a new way, thinking in a new way, living in a new way. The journey into the wilderness is an inward journey. Last Sunday, we were thinking about the maze and the labyrinth. And here comes the call: make straight his paths. Repentance is a straight path from our heart straight to the heart of God. Dare we take that straight path? Advent takes us beneath the surface of things. It is a time of self-examination, a time of questioning. Do we keep an eye on our mood, our disappointments, our bitterness? Do we keep an eye on our secret jealousies, our worries, our fears, our frayed nerves? These are the rough places that need to be made smooth. Potholes are a nuisance at this time of year. They cause damage to vehicles and pose real danger and risk. We need potholes to be filled to make the road smooth and safe. What about the potholes of our lives? What do we fall into? What are those hidden sins that would trip us up and cause us to stumble, and so bring hurt to others or hurt to ourselves? In Advent, we let out a cry for mercy and ask God to do some repair work on the potholes of our lives, to fill them in with his love, to smooth them over, that our long neglected lives are made worthy for the King of Glory who is about to pass by. We cannot do that repair work ourselves. We cooperate with our God who fills everything in every way. He does it by the power of his Holy Spirit. So to recap, in the wilderness, we hear from the heart of man a cry for meaning and a cry for mercy. And God's response? Good news. Glad tidings. From the heart of God, supply. To the penitent sinner, God offers an ample supply of forgiveness. A daily supply. He whispers to you this morning, come. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be white as snow. They will be white as snow. What a wonderful promise today. All is covered. All is forgiven. God says, come inside. Come in from the cold. Let me warm your heart with love and forgiveness. Our debt has been paid by Jesus on the cross. The old account has been settled long ago, but we need to embrace that fresh today. May we know his forgiveness, and may we know also his comfort. We began our service with those words, comfort my people, says the Lord. And he does. For he is the good shepherd who holds us tenderly. We are comforted today that we may comfort others. For many people, we know that Christmas is overshadowed by darkness and many troubles, grief, illness, worry, debt, or hunger. Family breakdown. And there are many who would wish that Christmas would be cancelled. But we know that it was for such as these that Christ came. So we mustn't think of the shadow that falls upon our Christmas, but rather the light of God that shines upon our need. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So in Advent we say, Lord, build a highway of your comfort across the wilderness of our pain and difficulties. Do this in our lives. Do this in our world. In our real need, we can receive the real comfort of the real God. My God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. This Christmas, we know we might not get everything on our wish list, but we know that we will receive the very gift that we need, and that is more than enough. More than enough. So in closing, we have today rediscovered this wilderness message of John and the message of Advent. From the heart of man and woman, a cry. And from the heart of God, supply. And in response, how will your heart reply this morning? May God give you the grace to open your heart in welcome. Amen.